Welcome to Narratives. Nicholas Farg wrote this semi-autobiographical account of a man falling in love with another woman 10 years ago.
Ero dietro di te. Do you know what that means in English? It means I was behind you. She was actually sitting at a table behind us for the entire meal, and she spent the whole time watching me, although I didn't realize it. You know, it's funny, but I'm starting to think it wouldn't be stretching things too far to read something highly symbolic into that phrase. It could also mean, all this time, all these years, I've been right behind you, not very far away, and you didn't see me. It was obvious you and I were meant to be together, but we missed each other every time. Now I want you to know that I'm here. The ball's in your court. You can say no one told you and grumble that you missed out on the chance of a lifetime. What do you think? It was a waiter who brought me a little card at the end of the meal with the bill. You know, the sort of card that has the restaurant's logo, address, and phone number printed above its name. I don't know if you have noticed, but they always do this sort of things really nicely in Italy. The cards are always properly printed on quality paper with an elegant illustration and attractive lettering. They always have a personal touch. The Italians pay far more attention to this sort of thing than the French. Written on the back of the card in ballpoint pen was Ero dietro di te Alice. That's pronounced Alice in Italian. Then a mobile number, which in Italy starts with 33 or 34. The waiter smiled and as he handed it to me and began telling me in Italian what had happened. I was nodding, although I could only actually understand one word in five. I couldn't bring myself to admit that I didn't understand Italian. It was thoroughly irritating, but I just kept nodding out of sheer pride. What a ridiculous way to react, huh? How stupid can you get? As it was perfectly obvious that I didn't have a clue what he was saying, he naturally turned to my father and stepmother, who do speak Italian, and explained that a girl sitting at a table behind us had insisted on giving me her phone number. He was really tickled by it. He couldn't stop smiling. And it wasn't a mocking or blasé smile. Quite the reverse. It was what I would call a tremulous smile, a tremulous emotional smile, tinged with amazement. Enthusiastic and amazed. That was it. He was so embarrassed about smiling and so taken by the thought of this girl leaving her phone number for me in such a romantic, gutsy way that he was virtually blushing. Yes, I know. It's the sort of situation you only find in films or books, and putting myself in the waiter's shoes, I'm sure this sort of thing didn't happen every day in his restaurant. I didn't really take that on board, it's true, because it was happening to me, because the note was addressed to me. But I suppose, looking at it objectively, that kind of thing must be quite exciting, mustn't it? So I asked the waiter, this time in English, incidentally, have you noticed that when you ask an Italian, do you speak English, they tend to answer very humbly, just a little bit, just a little bit, with that accent, making that sign with their thumb and forefinger. They may say just a little bit, but they actually understand and speak English far, far better than the French, don't they? Have you noticed that? What was I saying? Oh yes, the waiter. I asked him in English, trying really hard not to have a French accent, because English sounds really dreadful spoken with a French accent, doesn't it? I asked him if the girl comes here often, what she was like, if she was pretty or not. I asked him to describe her just to give me an idea. I was just asking for a laugh, to show off a bit to my father, stepmother, and kid brother without really thinking about what I said. Just for fun and because it was making me feel better, taking my mind off things by chatting about silly stuff like that.
You have been listening to Nicholas Farg reading from his book, I Was Behind You. The Narratives Library is produced by Karina Wynne-Moylan of Arts Canvas Bay FM 99.9.